Good morning.
早晨。
The peace of Christ be with you.
愿基督的平安与你们同在。
It's been over 9 months, and the COVID continues to affect our lives.
已经过了九个月了，但是这个新冠肺炎的疫症呢，仍然是影响我们的生活。
One area impacted is our church life.
其中一个影响呢，就是我们教会的生活。
Up to now, we still can congregate to worship the Lord, to attend Sunday school, or to hold group meetings in church.
直至目前为止，我们都不可能回来教会一起崇拜，或者是回主日学，或者是有任何的团体活动。
Some of you have inquired when we may resume these in-person activities.
有些弟兄姊妹就曾经问过我们何时可以恢复现场活动呢？
The pastors and the deacons have assessed the situation and decided not to reopen the church buildings yet.
牧者以及执事他们都对这个情况作出评估，暂时教会都是不可以重开。
When the time is right, we'll do so.
当时间合适的时候，我们就会开翻。
In the meantime, let's keep one another in prayer as we put our trust in the Lord.
在这个时候，我们是一路继续信靠主，以及彼此互相代祷纪念。
Though the COVID has altered our church life, we go on living our new life in Christ.
虽然这个疫情是影响我们教会的生活，但是我们在主内的新生命是一路继续的。
Jesus Christ knows what we are going through, and He is able to sympathize with us.
主耶稣明白我们所面对的一切，他亦都会怜悯我们。
Let the words in the book of Hebrews inspire us.
让希伯来书入面的经文是鼓励我们。
And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of.Some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书的经文这样讲，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，都要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
The gospel of Christ is not only about life in the future, but also about life at present.
基督的福音呢，不单只是讲将来的生命，也都是讲目前的生命。
Eternal life in Christ begins here and now.
永生呢，是由现在开始的。
New life in Christ isn't always smooth sailing, but often filled with challenges and obstacles like sin, temptation, job satisfaction, career path, making ends meet,broken relationships, parenting, taking care of the elderly, health issues, epidemic, etc., etc.
在基督的新生命呢，不是时时都风调雨顺的，相反很多时呢，就会遇到很多挑战和障碍，例如呢，罪啦，试探啦，工作上面或者是职业上的选择，或者是金钱上我们要量入为出，或者是面对一些破裂的关系，或者是为人父母的，或者是要照顾长者健康的问题，以及现在那个疫症的问题等等。
Now if your Christian life has always been trouble free, good for you.
假如你说你的信徒生命何时都是风调雨顺，那当然很好啦。
But I'm afraid you may have not lived really your new life in Christ to the full.
但是恐怕呢，你可能未曾完全活出这个丰盛的生命。
The Bible teaches that is by overcoming obstacles or prevailing over struggles that we come to know who Jesus Christ is and what He is able to do for us.
圣经教导我们是唯独是胜过困难所有的挣扎，我们才真正认识主耶稣，同埋他可以为我们做什么。
That's why Jesus Christ asked God the Father to send us the Holy Spirit to enable us to live out the fullness of new life in Jesus Christ.
因此主耶稣祈求天父将圣灵差派来到我们的生命，让到我们能够可以完全活出一个丰盛的生命。
Jesus Christ's gospel is the full gospel that touches the body, mind, and spirit.
耶稣的福音呢，是一个完全的福音，是覆盖我们的身体、我们的头脑以及我们的灵命。
No matter how our life is, smooth sailing or tough, we need to take stock of our relationship with Jesus Christ regularly.
而无论我们的生命是风调雨顺，亦或是充满惊涛骇浪，我们需要时常都检视我们同主耶稣的关系。
So how is your relationship with him at this moment?
那在这个时候，你同他的关系又是怎样的呢？
Is it vibrant or is it sluggish?
是充满活力，亦或是停滞不前呢？
In Colossians 2, the Apostle Paul shows us what a healthy,vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ looks like.
在哥罗西书第二章，使徒保罗俾我哋睇到乜嘢系为之同主耶稣有一个健康同埋充满活力嘅关系。
He says, "Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving."
保罗咁样讲。因此你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Paul wrote to the Colossian Christians when he was in prison in Rome.
使徒保罗呢，他在罗马监狱里面是写这封信给哥罗西教会。
He had never visited the church, but was seriously concerned when Epaphras,the founder of the church told him that heresy had infiltrated the congregation.
他未曾去过这个哥罗西教会，但是当他听到这个教会的创办人以不法告诉他这个教会是受到异端的渗入，他就很担心。
Some false teachers attempted to combine elements of paganism and human philosophy with theChristian doctrines about Jesus Christ and his salvation.
有些假师傅呢，他们企图将一些异教信仰的元素或者是世俗的哲理呢，是将它混淆在这个基督那个救恩的教义里面。
So Paul wrote a letter to the church to tackle the false teaching.
于是呢，保罗他就写这封信给教会，是针对这些假的教导。
First, he states unequivocallyAt the beginning of his letter, the foundational convictions about Jesus Christ.
首先，他在信里面很明确地指出这个信仰的基础是怎样的。
He wants to counter right off the bat the distorted notions of Christ taught by the false teachers.
首先，他反击假师傅，他们怎样扭曲基督教的教义。
Then he proves false, he proves wrong, the erroneous teaching.With the correct doctrine about Jesus Christ.
然后呢，他以正确的教义呢，去证明什么是假的教训。
A good part of Colossians 2 is about his rebuttal and correction.
哥罗西书二章呢，大部分是关于督责和纠正的。
This morning we'll focus on Paul's instruction in verses 6 and 7 about walking.In Christ.
今天早上我们是集中看看保罗在第六至七节的经文里面的教导，是讲关于遵基督而行。
Paul begins verse 6 with the word therefore.
在第六节呢，保罗呢，他是开始的时候他用因此这个字。
既然。Yeah. This connective word therefore concludes what has been said before.
既然这个字是连接之前所说的东西
的。That is, Jesus Christ is indeed fully divine and fully human.
说的就是耶稣基督，他是完全的神，也是完全道成肉身的人。
He did indeed die and was resurrected for the Colossians.
他是真是死亡，但是他也是为着这个哥罗西的教徒，他是复活。
The Colossians are indeed in Christ.
哥罗西教的信徒呢，他也是在基督之内。
Therefore, also introduces the idea of how the Colossians are to walk in Christ.
既然这个字呢也都是讲这个信这个哥罗西的信徒呢是如何遵主而行。
Paul reminds them in verse 6, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord,
保罗提醒他们，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣。
This is significant.
这个是很明显的。
Paul doesn't say receive Christ Jesus as Savior.
保罗没说接受耶稣基督作救赎者。
The emphasis in our day is to receive Jesus Christ as Savior.
今天呢很多时候集中讲的是耶稣基督是救赎者。
But the emphasis of the Bible is to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
但是圣经所强调的就是接受耶稣基督是救赎者和主。
Let me give you some interesting stats about these two words, Savior and Lord.
有关这两个字救赎者和主，让我给一些有趣的统计给你们知道。
In the book of Acts of the Apostles, the word Savior appeared only two times.
在《使徒行传》这卷书里面，救赎者这个字只是出现了两次。
On the other hand, it's amazing to notice that the title Lord is mentioned 92 times.
但是呢，在同一本书，主这个字呢，出现了92次。
And Lord Jesus 13 times.
主耶稣出现了13次。
And the Lord Jesus Christ 6 times.
主耶稣基督出现了6次。
The quantitative difference in the use of these two titles cannot be more obvious. And so the difference in emphasis, Savior saves, Lord rules.
咁呢兩個名銜咧，佢出現嗰個次數嘅分別咧，你就睇到究竟強調嘅係乜嘢？就係救贖者咧，就係拯救；主咧，就係掌管。
We receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord。
我哋接受咗耶穌基督作為救贖者與主。
Now many Christians want Jesus as their Savior, but not as their Lord。
有啲基督徒咧，佢哋想耶穌做佢哋嘅救贖者，但係唔係主。
For them, Jesus is merely a life insurance, a ticket to heaven.
对他们来说，耶稣只不过是人寿保险，或者是一张门票去天堂。
Meanwhile, they are their own boss in every aspect of daily life here on earth.
而他们在地上的生活呢，他们就是自己的主。
What about you?
那你又怎样呢？
Did you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior or Savior and Lord?
你是接受了主耶稣基督是你的救主，抑或是主呢？
Is he the Lord of your personal life, family life, school life, work life, love life, social life, or retirement life?
主是不是在你的个人生活，你的家庭，你的学校，工作，婚姻，社交生活，或者是你的退休生活，都是你的主呢？
Paul commands the Colossians, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
咁保罗咧，佢吩咐哥罗西嘅信徒咧，佢话：你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
The verb walk is in present tense, signifying a continued action.
呢个行呢个动词咧，系现在式嘅，讲紧嘅系一个继续紧嘅行动。
So we can translate it as continue to walk in Jesus Christ.
因此我们可以解读为是继续遵他而行。
Walking speaks of moving in a certain direction.
行呢就是讲紧向着某一个方向呢，是一个行动。
Walking implies progress.
是表示紧一个进步。
You can keep walking, keep on walking, and stay at the same spot.
你不可能一路行，但是就行来行去在同一个位置嘛。
In that case, you are not walking.
咁即系话你唔系行啦。
You are just stepping.
你只不过系踏步。
We need to recognize that to receive Christ is instantaneous, and to walk in Him is continuous.
我们需要认识到去接受基督是即时的，是一瞬间的，而遵祂而行是一个继续的进行。
To receive Christ is a turning point, and to walk in Him is a process.
去接受基督是生命中一个转捩点，遵祂而行是一个过程。
To receive Christ is obtaining, and to walk in Him is maintaining.
去接受基督是一个获得，而遵祂而行是一个保持的状态。
To receive Christ is believing, and to walk in Him is behaving.
去接受基督是相信，遵祂而行是一个行为。
To walk in Christ means our lives must be lived in His presence at all times, including the time when we are in bed.
遵主而行的意思呢，就是在我们生活里面每一分每一秒呢，都是活在主面前。
So what does continue to walk in Christ look like?
那怎样为之继续是遵主而行呢？是怎样的呢？
Paul mentions four aspects in verse 7.
在第七节保罗提到四点。
Rooted and built up in Christ, established in the faith, and abounding in thanksgiving.
就在基督之内扎根、建立、坚固信心，同埋有丰富的感恩。
Now, rooted speaks of the past when the Colossians received Christ as their Lord.
扎根呢，就是讲紧过去啦，哥罗西的信徒呢，他们接受了耶稣基督呢，作为他们的主。
And it speaks of the present.Or as their relationship with the Lord deepens.
亦都係講緊喺目前咧，佢哋個同主嘅關係咧係加深嘅。
A built up,
建立。
A built up speaks of their growth in that relationship on the foundational convictions about who Jesus Christ is.
建立咧係講緊透過呢個基督嘅基本信仰，係得到與基督關係上嘅成長。
The rooting and building up in Christ naturally lead to the establishing in the faith.
与基督内的扎根以及建立呢，就好自然是令到信心坚固。
Establish can also be translated as strengthened.
坚固亦都可以解读为加强。
It speaks of the ongoing process in which Colossians stand firm on the fundamental teaching about Christ Jesus.
讲紧嘅咧系一个一直进行嘅过程，系佢哋喺基督嘅基本教导嗰度站得稳。
As they stand firm on the foundation of Jesus Christ, they will not be swayed, they will not be deceived by the heresy that has infiltrated their church.
佢哋个基础打得稳咧，佢哋就唔会受到异端嘅入侵而变得动摇或者系被蒙蔽。
The outcome of all of this, rooting, building up, establishing or strengthening, is the outcome of all this is the abounding in thanksgiving for what God has done for them through Christ Jesus, their Lord.
扎根建立坚固或者是加强这个过程呢，个结果出来就是怎样呢？就是因上帝透过基督为他们所做的，因而有丰富的感谢。
I'd like to speak a bit more about rooted in Christ.
我想再讲多一点关于在基督内扎根。
Paul may have had in mind the picture depicted in Psalm chapter 1.
保罗呢，很可能他在想着在诗篇第一篇的作者所讲的
东西。 The psalmist likens a righteous man to that of a tree planted by streams of water.
作者咧比喻一个义人咧，就好似一棵树喺溪水旁边嗰度种植。
For a tree to grow large, it needs to have its roots grow deep and wide into the ground in order to tap into all the resources that it needs.
一棵树要长得大咧，佢系需要个根系种得好深同埋好阔，咁佢哋先可以吸收足够嘅养分。
With the tree, the general rules isThat the invisible spread of its roots is 2 to 4 times in general. 2 to 4 times the diameter of the visible crown, that is the top green part of the tree.
一般嚟讲咧，棵树咧要种得好咧，佢嗰个底我哋睇唔到嘅根部咧，系要大过同埋阔过我哋睇到佢顶部嗰个圆嗰个直径嘅两至到四倍嘅。
And the deeper and more spread out the roots are, the greater shade, fruit, and beauty the tree will provide.
嗰棵树嘅根越系深越系阔咧，咁佢呢个树嘅树荫咧，同埋佢嘅果子咧，就越系长得好嘅。
And the same goes for Christians.
基督徒都一样
喎。We need to be rooted deep and wide in Christ through a regular devotional life, that is prayer, Bible study, and meditation on the Word of God.
我哋喺基督之内扎根同埋要深同埋阔咧，其实咧就系我哋每日恒常嘅灵修生活，例如系祷告啊、读经啊，同埋默想神嘅说话。
It's a pursuit of deeper relationship with God.
这个是追求和神有一个更深的关系。
It's a pursuit of understanding of the Word of God.
这个追求更加认识神的话语。
And it's a pursuit of holiness in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
这个是追求我们更加敬虔。
I became a Christian in grade 6 in Hong Kong.
在六年班的时候在香港我成为基督徒。
I was a so-so Christian in the first few years.
头嗰几年咧，我系都求求其其嘅啫。
On the one hand, I was too young to understand the full meaning of living my new life in Christ.
一方面咧，我系太过细个，我唔系好明白何谓之活出一个丰盛嘅基督徒生命。
On the other hand, I lacked the discipline to develop a vigorous daily devotional life.
另一方面咧，我系欠缺纪律去发展一个有力。
But all this changed when I went to university in Edmonton, Alberta.
但系我去 Edmonton 读大学嘅时候咧，呢一切都改变啦。
My Christian life grew, started to grow in leaps and bounds.
我嘅信徒生命咧系得着成长，亦都系好大嘅进步。
The local church that I joined had a wonderful university student ministry.
我在当地参加个教会，佢哋有一个好好嘅大学生嘅事工。
It provided nurturing training and opportunities to participate in ministry.
佢哋系好多系牧养啦，系教导啦，亦都有好多事工嘅机会咧，让我去学习去成长。
Through it all, I came to appreciate the full meaning of living my new life in Christ Jesus, my Lord.
透過呢一切，我就開始明白乜嘢為之喺我嘅信徒生命咧，係活得豐豐盛盛。
It was during those years that God called me into full-time pastoral work.
亦都喺嗰幾年咧，神呼召我去作全職嘅教牧工作。
Without a question, the most important thing in life is being rooted in Christ.
咁我哋知道咧。生命中最重要的就是在基督内扎根。
The deeper we go, the stronger our faith gets.
扎根越深呢，我们的信心是更加坚强。
The wider we spread ourselves in Christ and in His Word, the more steadfast we become to withstand life's ups and downs.
我们的根扎得越阔呢，在基督之内扎得越阔，越是更加明白他的说话呢，当我们面对生命的高低起伏的时候，我们是站得更加稳。
And nothing else can do that for us. Nothing. Not our education, not our jobs, not our training, not our experiences, not our money. Nothing gives us the strong foundation we need except for Christ, our Lord, and His Word.
我们的学历，我们的工作，我们的金钱，没有一样东西可以帮助我们在这个根基扎得稳固，是除了基督和他的话语。
Without a strong foundation, we can't live out that abundant life that God, that Christ Jesus has promised every believer.
没有了这个稳固的根基，我们就不能够活出耶稣基督所应许我们的丰盛的生命。
Without a strong foundation, we can't serve God with the full potential that He has given to each of us.
冇一個穩固嘅根基咧，神賜俾我哋每一個人嘅恩賜，我哋都唔能夠好好把握去做好我哋嘅侍奉。
Without a strong foundation, we can't help other people to walk in Christ.
冇一個穩固嘅根基咧，我哋都唔可以幫其他人去遵他而行。
And yet, we resist sinking our roots deep and wide in Christ, don't we?
但係好多時咧，我哋抗拒扎根扎得深或者扎得富喎，係咪咧
？It seems like there is always something getting in the way。
好多時好似有好多嘢阻住咁。
There's a work or assignment deadline approaching that requires more of our time。
例如咧，工作上有啲嘢趕住做啊，我哋需要抌多好多時間落去啊。
There is some important matter that needs to be addressed right away。
或者有啲好緊要嘅嘢，我哋要即刻處理嘅。
Or our friends are having fun and we are you know, left behind and we don't want to be left out.
我的朋友出去玩得很开心，我又不想没份。
There's always something taking priority over our prayer life, our Bible study life, and our meditation on the Word of God.
好像成日都有一些东西呢是比祈祷读经或者是默想神的话语更加重要的。
Besides busy schedules and hectic lifestyle, there are constant worries.
除了繁忙的生活之外，也有不断的忧虑。
For instance, we worry about, oh, when is the pandemic going to end?
例如呢，我们会问，这个疫症何时才结束啊？
In this difficult situation, how can we make ends meet?
这么困难的时候，那么那些钱又怎么入不敷支？
Or maybe we are facing a dire health diagnosis.
又或者我哋面对一个健康上嘅一个困难。
Or perhaps we are dealing with a difficult problem at home in our family.
又或者屋企入边有一啲好麻烦嘅问题出现。
These are the sorts of things that rock our world and throw our lives off balance, and you know, we don't know what to do.
这些东西令到我们觉得，整个世界天翻地覆，我们都不知道怎么算好。
When no relief is in sight, we are tempted to extend our roots in other directions to accommodate the latest challenge in life.
当我们眼前看不到有什么帮助的时候，我们就会企图将我们的根扎向其他方向去面对这些挑战。
We sometimes think we can go it alone, but let me tell you,We cannot.
我哋有时以为自己搞得掂，但我话俾你听，我哋做唔到嘅。
No matter how difficult, how challenging our circumstances may be, how big or how small, we need Jesus Christ, our Lord.
无论我哋面对嘅系几大、几细、几困难，我哋需要嘅系耶稣基督。
If rooted in Christ is the invisible part of a Christian life, then built up in Christ is the visible part of it.
假如在主内扎根是我们作为信徒这个看不到的部分，那在基督之内建立呢，这个部分是看得到的。
Built up speaks of erecting a structure.
建立呢，就讲的就好像起一个建筑物那样。
Just as a tree needs a strong root to stand firm, so a structure needs a strong foundation to stand upright.
正如一棵树呢，需要一个强壮的根能够站得稳，那一个稳健的建筑物呢，也都需要一个稳固的根基。
The phrasal verb build up is a present participle, signifying the action is ongoing.
这个建立呢是一个现在分词，它讲的是一个仍然继续的动作。
And so, what kind of Christian life are you building up at this moment?
那你目前你的信徒生活，你建立的是什么呢？
What kind of Christian life are we building up for all to see?
我们建立的是有什么给人看到呢？
The Apostle Peter has given us an excellent blueprint for reference.
信徒彼得呢，他给一个好的蓝图我们看。
He says, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness.
他这样说，正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上虔敬。
And to godliness, mutual affection. And to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
有了虔敬，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足地有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。
This list doesn't reflect a legalistic code, but rather the desires and the features of a transformed life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这些不是说律法上的条文，讲的就是生命更新之后的特质以及盼望。
Now, Peter's exhortation is grounded in the divine power and promise that were given to us when we received Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord.
彼得的劝告是建基于神的大能，以及当我们接受了耶稣基督作为我们的救赎者以及主的时候，祂给我们的应许。
Experience tells us that God uses everything, every situation in life, to shape us and to mold us.
经验告诉我们，神用我们生命里面每一样东西去磨造我们。
Sometimes,He demolishes, and sometimes he builds up one brick at a time.
有时咧，佢摧毁一啲嘢；有时咧，佢会逐块逐块砖头咁样建立。
It's an ongoing process.
呢个系一个持续进行嘅过程。
Now, my question to you today is, how has God been building up, working in the building project of your life at this moment?
我今天想问大家的就是，神在你生命里面所建筑的建立的是什么呢？
Is he demolishing something or is he building up something?
他是摧毁的一些东西，抑或是建立的一些东西呢？
If you work with God, be assured that the building of your life is going to be grand, it's going to be magnificent.
如果你是跟神一起作工，你可以很肯定知道他在你生命里面所建立的是一定是很伟大的。
Paul commands the Colossians, continue to walk in Christ.
保罗吩咐哥罗西的信徒是继续遵主而行。
What is the goal of walking in Christ?
那个目的是什么呢？
Now, we get some idea from Paul's prayer for the Colossians.
保罗为到哥罗西的信徒的祈祷，我们大约看到他想讲的是什么。
He prays that they be bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
他的祈祷说，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。
That is in chapter 1.
在第一章那里。
Now, increasing in the knowledge of God refers toNot only intellectual knowledge, but also intimate knowledge about God.
漸漸地多知道神呢，不單止是指在頭腦上的認知，亦都是一個更加親密的認識神。
It implies a relationship like that of a married couple who knows each other intimately.
就好像一對結了婚的夫婦，他們彼此是一個很親密的認識。
The Colossians are to deepen their convictions about Christ and strengthen their relationship with Christ.
哥罗西的信徒呢，他们在信仰上面对基督是加深，也是更加加强他们与基督的关系。
By doing so, they'll be able to stand firm and combat the false teaching in their midst.
这样做呢，他们能够是站得更加稳，是可以去对抗那些虚假的教导。
As for bearing fruit,bearing fruit in every good work, we know that fruit is a manifestation of life.
当我们提到在一切善事上结果子呢，我们知道果子呢是生命的表明。
The quality of life can determines the quality of the fruit.
你生命的質素如何，你的果子的質素也都如何。
There's no shortcut to attain this quality of life.
生命的質素呢是没有捷径可以走的。
It requires regular prayer, Bible study, meditation, and participation in ministry.
你需要是恒切的祷告、读经、默想神的话语，以及是参与事工。
You have heard me mention these daily devotional activities at least three times already today.
你听我讲这个每日的灵修呢，是最少是每日三次。
You may say, oh, how come Pastor Paul is so repetitious, so repetitive?
你可能会想，为什么牧师这么沉气的？
I am, on the one hand, I'm aging, I'm getting old.
那是啊，没办法，因为我年纪大嘛。
But more importantly, these are really the fundamental basic ways of growing in Christ, walking in Christ, no other way.
但是更加重要的，这个就是最基本我们去认识以及建立和基督的关系，没有其他方法可以代替。
Christ Jesus talked about a tree bearing fruit.
耶稣基督讲的结好果子的树。
He says, so every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits.
他这样说，这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子，所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
To me, Jesus is speaking of a personal witnessing of himself, of Jesus Christ.
对我来讲，耶稣他的教导呢，就是他个人对基督的见证。
This kind of witnessing is crucial more than ever before.
现在这个见证呢，比以前是更加重要。
Nowadays, Christians are often criticized for failing to practice what they preach.
今时今日呢，基督徒很多时被人批评说他们讲一套做一套。
My cousin and her husband visited me and Eva, my wife, from Hong Kong over 2 years ago.
在大约是两年多前呢，我和堂妹和她的先生在香港过来探我和我太太。
Thank God for the many opportunities to share and discuss topics about Christianity and about Jesus Christ with them.
感谢主，我有机会同佢哋分享呢个宗教嘅信仰，亦都系同佢哋讨论关于耶稣基督嘅一切。
In one conversation, they told us why they didn't want to believe and receive Jesus Christ as their savior.
有一次咧，佢哋讲到佢哋话唔打算接受耶稣基督作为佢哋嘅救主。
The reason was that they were put off by their Christian friends' conduct in Hong Kong.
原因呢，就是在香港他们周围有些基督徒朋友，他看到他们的行为是很反感。
What a pity.
真的很可惜。
Actions speak louder than words.
因为行为比说话是更加有说服力。
While proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ is important, living out our new life in Him is equally important.
当然我们宣讲耶稣基督的福音是很重要，但是如何活出他这个新生命呢，也是同样重要的。
We need to talk the talk and walk the walk.
我们需要活得言行合一。
Christ Jesus, our Lord, said, You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
主耶稣基督这样说，你们是世上的光，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Brothers and sisters, how's your new life in Christ at this moment?
弟兄姊妹，在这个时候，你的信徒生命是怎样的呢？
Are you living it to the full?
你是不是活得丰足呢？
To do so, remember that Jesus Christ is not only your Savior, but also your Lord.
你要记住，耶稣基督不单只是你的救赎者，他也是你的主。
We need to continue to walk in Him and submit to His Lordship in every area of our lives every day.
我们继续要遵主而行，在我们生命里面，每一天，每一个部分，我们都要交托给主。
Let us be true followers of Christ Jesus, whether we've been Christians for a short time or for a long time.
无论我们信主的日子是长定是短，让我们成为真正追随基督的信徒。
Now in closing, let us read verses 6 and 7 together again.
在结束的时候，我们一起再读一次是第六和第七节的经文。
Now, let's read these verses in English first, and then I'll ask Maria to lead you in reading Cantonese.
牧师会先读出英文，跟着我会翻译，我们一起读中文。
Whether you are at home or anywhere in the world, please join me.
无论你在家或者在世界任何一个地方，希望你是一同参与。
Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
And all God's people, 所有基督徒， Amen.
Amen.
We ask the worship team to lead us in our response to today's message.
Good morning, church again.I hope you all can hear me. Let's just sing a song in response.
Washing her dunker one, my drunk chalk.献上我的灵，我活着为了你，我的每个气息，生命中的每个时刻，主成全你旨意。 献上我心，献上我灵，献上我心，献上我灵，献上我心，献上我灵。献上我心，我献上我的灵，我活着为了你，我的每个其实生命中的每个时刻，主成全你旨意。
Lord, I give you my heart,
I give you my soul,every moment I'm awake.